Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire.
Experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious, I mean, oh so precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, yes, you guessed it, Jesus the Christ, the only one that is redeemed as the only Lamb of God to take away the very sins of the world with His shed blood. Amen. God, that's amazing. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been played and ever been made. Fire the Gospel Experience. We will serve you up all of the different many blends of gospel music for your internal pleasure. Fire the Gospel Experience will also light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Amen. Goes right there. Because He's not a respected person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart. That's right. To worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration, for your spiritual uplift, and all of those things from the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at verses 4 and through verse 6, where we read the Apostle Paul is speaking to the believers in Rome about how we have been symbolically buried with Jesus the Christ in baptism. And this is where our old life is also to be buried, y'all, that we are redeemed and being transformed into the newness of life as believers and his disciples. This indeed would be one of, if not the most, greatest challenges as individual believers. Because, listen, the truth is no one knows our deepest and darkest deeds and desires even after being saved and redeemed, except for us and God Almighty. So we must face ourselves as we truly are, if we are to be truly what God wants us to be. My special guest is here. It's been a while since I've had this amazing anointed man of God back on this fire gospel experience, but he's back. He's got new music. Y'all bless this platform so much with your new anointed music. Y'all give me the first dibs, and I appreciate y'all so much because you all just enhance what God is doing on this fire gospel experience. I'm talking about none other than the greatly accomplished and anointed gospel artist, man of God, Reggie Campbell is here. Amen. Goes right there. He's going to share his testimony. He's going to share about all the beautiful opportunities that God has given him since he's been walking with the Lord Jesus. We're going to hear his story, his words of wisdom, and we'll be blessed and better for it. Amen. Goes right there. So listen, why don't you go ahead and call family member, friend. You can call coworker, neighbor, anybody that you know right now could use some good godly inspiration, because that's what you're going to get on Fire the Gospel Experience. And then we're going to get your toes tapping, your fingers popping, and your head bobbing, because this gospel music is going to take you to a whole new spiritual place. We've already had prayer. We are ready, Holy Spirit, for you to just take over this platform as you have covered our lives. You lead, you guide us, and you light the fuse that's about to set the internet and this radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
of your mercy and your grace. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, my God, my God. Songs of my special guest, man of God. I promise you, Reggie Campbell will take you to the throne of grace and open up the veil and let us enter in to the most holy of holies. My dear friend, man of God, he is written for Tyler, Texas, presently living in that hot place called Phoenix, Arizona, has studied at Texas Southern University and has a stellar career in gospel music. And I'm going to say just living for Jesus. How about that, y'all? So without any further ado, my pleasure to introduce the song and to present to others gospel artist, I'm going to say just extraordinaire. He has such a unique flair, a unique voice, a unique style. Man of God, Reggie Campbell is here to bless us with his words of testimony and more of his anointed gospel music. Man of God, Reggie Campbell. Yes, welcome, welcome, man of God. Welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. It's been way too long. Tell us how you're doing, good brother.
I know. Man, I am blessed and highly favored, and it has been a while. And thank you so much for having me back on the show. I so appreciate you.
Hey, man, what you say? We got to give thanks and a shout-out to our mutual friend, hard-working woman of God, Pam Mays Jones, for just mentioning your name.
Yes.
And when she said your name, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, my God, let me get this man of God on here. And not only that, but with the time of it as well, brother, you have a new project out. But before we talk about that, with the icon herself, Miss Lemmy Battles, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listening audience? Tell us a little bit about who Reggie Campbell is from any season in life that you'd like to share.
Awesome. So I am Reggie Campbell from Tyler, Texas, born and raised by my grandmother and mother, father, and we say a host of aunts and uncles. So when you're born in Texas, everybody raised you, so it's not just one person raising you. It's a whole club of the family raising you. So you have to stay in line, and you have to do what every last one of them tell you to do, or you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So
that's
the way, you know. But it gives you a great upbringing because it learns, it teaches you discipline in life and things that you must do to follow leadership in order to get to where you need to be. And it's really godly principles that I started out with a very young age. So I learned early how to adapt and how to listen and learn to do what was asked of me and expected of me. And so doing that allowed me, when I had hard times and things that happened in my life, I was prepared, meaning I was prepared in the word, because my grandmother taught me. She said, all right, well, this is Sunday morning. I need you to be ready for Sunday school at 9:45, and we're going to be singing Down at the Cross. So, you know, all that teaching of discipline, you know, I had no idea that I would need it all.
Yeah.
All the words of wisdom, all the knowledge that was poured into me as a young man. You know, God knows what you need, and he prepares you for your journey, whatever that journey may be.
Mm.
He prepares you even when you're born, you know, even though the enemy may come in. But the Bible says he stumble and fall because God has a plan and a purpose. And so even though you're going to walk through some trials and some tribulations, but yet God is still with you. So I went on. At an early age, I began to play the piano for the church choir at the church. I think I was about 17 when I started playing for the church choir, but I started playing the piano probably when I was 3.
That's amazing.
just could hear a note and go to the piano and play that note. Didn't know what I was doing, but I could hear as a little boy. I used to sing all the time and travel. I used to travel with my mom, and I used to sing as a little boy. But I started playing the piano, and just would hit a note, and just could sing from that note. And so I didn't know until I was much a little older. I began to sit at the piano at my grandmother's house, and I began to play and began to weep. I didn't realize at that moment that God had called me as a psalmist for his people. But as I began to play, it would be songs that would come from my spirit, from my heart, and they were songs from the throne room. But this was long before I got married. This is long before I had children. But again, this was some preparation for what God was doing in my life. And so after after the fact of me playing at 17 for the choir, and everywhere we would travel, people were just like, they were asking me, said, "Oh my gosh, where did you guys come from? Are you Church of God in Christ? Are you this?" And I was looking at them like, "No, we're a Baptist church, but we had the anointing. You know, God had anointed me at a young age for music, so I could sing, I could direct, I could play, I could do all these things in music and just amazingly could do them." And so as life went on, I got married and had children. And my wife passed away after being married to her for a few years. She passed away of lupus, and I had three babies left. They were four. My babies was 4, 5, and 7. And at that time, the test was really on for me to move forward or to just die. I literally felt like dying when she died. But watching those babies, that's all they had was me. And I just said, "God, give me strength for the journey. Give me strength." And at that point, I remembered all the teachings that my grandmother had taught me, you know, and being prepared and just trusting God and leaning not to your own understanding and all the things that she would say.
Come on.
And even the old hymn she would sing, and I was like, I don't really like that hymn to my granny. She said, "I don't care if you don't like it, you're gonna love it after a while." I tell you, everything that she told me, I love it. Down at the cross, pass me now. I mean,
come on,
old songs that I didn't. When I was young, I wasn't thinking about them, even though I played them on the piano because she sung them and I had to play them. But I didn't understand them until I had to go through a process. And when God began to process me through the loss and losing and going through life, then I had to reach back. They would say, "Reach back and get one of those old 100s. And one of the songs that would say, "Amazing Grace that saved a wretch like me." And so sometimes doing that challenge of the loss, when I'm sitting there just crying, I went through a bout of depression that I was just sitting on the sofa and just didn't want to move or do anything. Then physically, because if you don't get healed, physically you can become sick. So physically, I become sick myself. And for a whole season, I mean a couple of years, just down, just didn't know how I was going to get out of that place. And all I can remember is the words that came from my grandmother, her teaching of me. And I began to pray. So my grandma taught me to pray and fast. I began to pray and fast and ask God to heal my heart so that I can move forward to do the things that He called me to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I began to do. And as my kids began to get the age of to being adults, around 17, 18 years old, I pursued what God had called, feel like God had placed in my heart for music. And so I began to write songs as He was giving them to me. And one of the first projects that I came out with was entitled "I've Got Joy," and that song came out of an amazing place of having joy after all these trials and tribulations you had been through. Then the song comes on and says, and every song that He gave me had a purpose behind it. It's not just I'm not singing just to be singing. I am singing because He's placed is with inside of my heart, the anointing, and it's not just for me, it's for me first. It's like when preaching a message, it's for you first, but then it's for the nation. God said, I called you to the nation. I've given you a word in season and out of season to speak to people, and you're going to speak to them through song. And the next song says, "My hope is in His name. Through hard trials and tribulation, persecution, I can make it. My hope is in His name." And then the song says, "We wait on you." So every last one of those songs, I wrote that song at a time I was just praying, and I had lost a job of 20 years, and I'm driving in the car, and I'm praying, And all of a sudden, I just begin to say, oh, Lord, we wait on you, for you promised to provide, that you are God that will not lie. And because I knew that he was going to do what I was praying and asking him, then I began to just worship. So sometimes when you're going through something and you don't know how you're going to get out, after you pray, after you've done all you can to stand, you just begin to praise. You just begin to worship and watch the hand of God move in your life. Then the song came and said, enter in. We just heard enter in. Enter into his presence. Begin to enter into his presence. And then the song said, he's healing, because God began to heal my heart of all of the hurts and all of the wounds and all the things that I have been through. There's many other things that has happened in that past, but these are the basic things that I'm talking about. But God began to heal. And that's where we at, where we come now. After God heals us, then we can move forward and we can heal other people and pray for other people. So, Brother Ron, that's a little bit of the earlier years of what has happened in my life. So up until now, amen.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, good brother, you have shared so much, man. I see why now God has put you on this platform now, because I can already sense just from the few words that you shared right there that you are full, brother. And it's time for you to kind of unload some things that I believe that is just going to just glorify God, and that'll be a blessing also to so many people. I want to take you back on some things that you said, because I tell my special guests all the time, listeners, I say, while they're sharing, while they're speaking and giving their testimony, I'm back in the studio taking notes, and I really do take notes. So when you were talking about that phase of your life where you were so committed to being an active listener, you were listening. And I want to kind of expound on that a little bit, Brother Reggie, because sometimes when we speak, when we share, I think maybe we forget when people were trying to speak and share with us. I always try to remember who I was way back before, in the past, in my younger days, before I accepted Jesus Christ, because sometimes we may not even be able to see the fruit that may be born from us planting seeds, because that's what we're doing, Brother Reggie. When people are speaking to us, they are literally planting spiritual seeds into us. And when I heard you say that you were such an active listener to what your grandmothers, you kept pulling out and speaking on grandmothers. Mm-hmm. So I know she was a heavyweight in faith. I believe what the Word of God says. It says that when the child is grown, that they will not forget their way, that they will not depart. So I see you as a witness, and I want you to share a little bit more about the beauty of being able to listen. We do so much talking. We're so proud for how we can speak so eloquently and at length that sometimes we forget the balance and the beauty of listening, especially in prayer. You want to talk about that?
Sure. You know, listening is so important. It's great to talk, but the best thing you can do is to listen, because there's always someone saying something that you need to hear. You know, when you're in church on Sundays or whatever throughout the week, and the pastor says something, and sometimes, you know, you listen to it, but you did not hear it, but you heard just a piece of it. And sometimes when you begin to go on during the week in life, and you'll think about, you know, Pastor said that on Sunday. He said something about that, and then it comes back to you what he said, and you said, oh my God, he said when you can't see your way, trust God. When you can't find your way, trust God. So that's that nugget. Mm-hmm. And so you're at that place that you can't see and you can't find your way, trust God. Then he says, all you need to do is just surrender, not your will, but God's will. So that comes back to you from listening. So now you say, well, God, it's not my will. I wanted this job over here. I want it to be over here. I want it to move here. But is it the will of the Lord for your life? So you bring yourself back to that part of listening. And when you listen, that's when God speaks to you. When you listen, even when you pray. You just pray. And sometimes the Bible says you pray not how you know, you pray in the spirit. You don't know how to pray sometimes. After you pray, then you wait. Then you listen, and God will give you those instructions.
Ooh.
It'll come on your mind. It'll come on your spirit. It'll be in your heart, and you'll know what to do without having to ask anyone else. You say, you know, I feel in my heart. I feel in my spirit. This is what I'm supposed to do. And then you know it. And we say it's a knowing in your new, in the innermost being that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is where I'm supposed to be because I have a connection and God's giving me direction. And so when you line all of that up together, that's when the perfect will of God is done in your life and you can move forward into the things of God. Because all of us, if we don't follow God's perfect plan for in our life, we never will reach the full potential of even us with being a man. You know, the Bible talks about when Adam and Eve was in the garden and he came back for Adam and he said, Adam, where art thou? And the Bible says that Adam had hid himself from the presence of God. And you can't hide yourself in the presence because in the presence there's fullness of joy. So you got to stay right there with God to listen to his instructions and follow them so that you can be where he desires you to be. And that way you won't miss a beat in your life. So sometimes in our life we're all tangled up and messed up and twisted up, mind, thoughts, process, this and that. Everything has happened to us. Where are we going? What are we going to do? But it comes back to praying, waiting, and listening. As God to give you. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you said. It doesn't matter what happened even on yesterday. But this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is a new day. It's a new season. We have to ask God about this day. Give us this day.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 That's powerful there, good brother. That is so powerful. Listen, my God, my God. I'm going to stay right there because the conversation is going right where I believe Holy Spirit God wants it to go. Now, you've been anointed to share your voice and your life in singing gospel music, praise unto God, worship unto God. And it wasn't an overnight process, Brother Reggie. It took some time.
Wow.
I heard you talk about preparation. I heard you talking about waiting. And so that people can appreciate where you have come from to where God has appointed you now, share what that journey was like, because there's no such thing as overnight success. As a matter of fact, if something comes to me too fast, I'm suspicious because it may leave even faster. Tell us about your journey, Brother Reggie. Tell us about it. About being patient in this process, which we hate to do. We hate to wait.
I know. We really do. And we just have to, again, we have to wait on God. You know, it's been a process. And sometimes, you know, like I said, you don't always know where you're going. In times, whatever you're doing, whatever God, even things that God called you to do, sometimes you just like, well, I'm going to do something else, or I'm going to do something else. You know, it's what you're going to do. And so I've often, even in this journey, I'm not going to write any more songs. I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. And I find myself, when I pray and wait, I'm still on this journey. Because this is the journey that He has called me for. And so you have to stay where He calls you to be, because that's where you're going to reach the masses of people, you know, in your area of ministry, in your area of gifting that He's called you for, you know. And so we're seeing people now, even in the ministry, you know, the ministry has changed somewhat. I do a lot of prophetic ministry and preaching and speaking, and it's just amazing what God is doing, you know, in the midst of the songs. People are being really healed of many conditions, you know, physically. Even the music, the CD that I produced several years ago, I get calls and emails and texts. People are here. They can lift up their hands, or they couldn't lift their hands. They had problems in their back, their joints, and just different parts of their body. Being healed. And that's what it's about. God being glorified, and that you can speak forth a word that will change a person's life, that would cause them You know, it's amazing that we take it for granted that we can raise my hands are raised now, and we take it for granted that we can just lift up our hands and that we can clap our hands and we can move our head and we can speak and say the things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's many people that are laying in the hospital bed that can't even do that. Mm-hmm. They can't even give thanks or can't even give praise. So we have to praise the Lord while we have the chance, while we have an opportunity, mm-hmm. while we have a time to do that. And so that's what I rejoice about, is being able to do just that, praise God for this season that I'm in and thank him for what he's doing. It's not about me, but it's about the lives of his people that he's called for to minister to people, to set the captives free. It's not about Reggie, but it's about God. It's about his people. It's about him moving in the world, in the atmosphere, to change the atmosphere so that people can be changed, so they can be healed, so they can be delivered and set free. That's what it's really about here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, Brother Reggie. Your words right now are open doors of hope and inspiration for people, because as you were sharing, good brother, it just dawned on me, as you were saying, people that have incapacities for one reason mm-hmm. or another, due to illness or due to accident or due to age, they are somewhere right now praying to be able to do something that we do every day mm-hmm. without even thinking about it, walking, talking, getting mm-hmm. up, dressing ourselves, mm-hmm. Take care of ourselves, being able to come and go as we please, being in our right mind. See, we say that stuff, Brother Reggie, but do we really stop and take the time to really appreciate God? So I'm believing, like always, every time we have this opportunity to come live on this Fire Gospel Experience, that Holy Spirit God is utilizing our thoughts to get the listeners to be aware of blessings that come so frequently every day. Mm-hmm. That sometimes we may even forget that they're blessings, Brother Reggie, because God blesses us in phenomenal ways, and we need to just stop and think about it. And with that being said, good brother, I want you to hold your thoughts right there, because we about to bless the listening audience with your brand new project with gospel legend, icon, woman of God, Lemmy Battles. I've got to get her on my Fire Gospel Experience. I promise you, you all have a hit, so to speak. You all have a chart buster. You all have a timely message for the ages. My special guest, Reggie Campbell, and woman of God, Lemmy Battles. And when we come back, brother, I want you to share with us the inspiration, the opportunity to work with woman of God, Lemmy Battles, and any other inspiration, the Holy Spirit God. We want to hear from you, good brother, Reggie Campbell, letting us all know it's going to be all right, y'all.
Together for Jesus. Hallelujah, he's worthy, yeah. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning light. If you have faith, trust and believe, his hands of protection you shall receive.
It's gonna be alright.
God is. God is my healer. Somebody say yes.
Somebody say yes.
It is. It's gonna be all right. Don't worry, don't fret. Give it to Jesus. It's gonna be all right.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the evangelistic gospel outreach radio ministry, because that's what it's all about. It's all about sharing the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, honoring God, glorifying Him, God, in the process, and then stimulating and encouraging you, nurturing your faith so that you can grow to be what God has already intended you to be, to do great and mighty things. You all just heard from my special guest, man of God, Reggie Cameron, with the woman of God, who's an icon of gospel music, Lady Battles, letting us know it don't matter what's going on. Anything that is going on in our lives that may cause us to have to pray a little bit more, which may cause us to have some anxious feelings, are only there to test our faith. And in testing our faith, Brother Richard Campbell, all that does is draw us closer to God. Tell us how you and woman of God, Lady Battles, was able to put this amazing song together, because I felt like I was at church, and I'm sure that they probably had to turn y'all mics down, because I'm sure y'all probably could have kept right on going for another 5-6 minutes or so.
Well, you know, it's going to be all right. You know, praise God. You know, I wrote that song during this pandemic that we went through, that we've been going through, and it's talking about, you know, all the songs we talked about earlier is about the season that we're in. They're prophetic and profound of what God is saying. You know, he's talking about pandemics and hard times. But, you know, get your house in order. No need to fear. It's going to be all right. You know, when we first started going through this pandemic, you know, the Lord spoke to me and he said, there's a war coming. And he said, in war, there's a lot of casualties that's going to come forth and happen. And so I lost my father. I lost my uncles and aunts. I lost a lot of people in the pandemic. And God already spoke to me. So I was already somewhat prepared. But you're never prepared to lose your loved ones that you really love.
That's right.
I knew what God was saying to me, that he was saying to me, through all of that, through all that you're going through, we have to remember what the end is, the expected end. When we look past all the things that we're going through and look at the promise that God has for us, and it doesn't matter how we go down sometimes, is that it's going to be all right. And so that's how that song came about. And so I was able to reach out to Lemmy Battles, the evangelist, the Stella Award-winning Lemmy Battles, and able to reach out
to her.
And she agreed. It quickened her spirit, and she's not one to just, she doesn't sing with anybody. Anybody know her? She sings with Chicago Mass Choir. She's an amazing woman of God. Our spirit was just on, which we talk about, on fire. Oh,
fire.
My God. Fire. That is just
Amen.
How it was.
Amen.
Even working with her in the studio, the chemistry that we had and what God did and how he did it, totally amazing. And so she's also been healed, as I myself, she's been healed of cancer 3 times. She's a 3-time cancer survivor. So I'm a cancer survivor. So when you think about something that you know about, God has delivered her. And no cancer in her body and things like that. And so she could talk about the trial and the tribulation, and it's going to be all right, you know. So it was amazing to work with her. Also, that song, the music was produced by none other than Todd Delaney, Delaney Musicland. So that music was produced by Todd Delaney. So amazing.
Yes.
So his musicians was absolutely amazing. Jeff Todd sent it to them. They took it to another whole level. And we thank God for that. So the sound you hear is just a collective sound. Todd Delaney Music, Evangelist Lemmy Battles, and Reggie Campbell. We just went for it, and God did what He did. It's amazing. And we're so thankful. I tell you. But I mean, we just danced. Like you said, we could have went on that part. Said it's gonna be all right. And then I added that little part of that little part for, in the end with let me just go ahead and just be you. You know, she said, why are you trying to figure it out? Ooh, God has already worked it out.
Already.
You ain't got to figure it out. You just pray, trust, believe, and wait. And He's already done working it out, because he got you. His eyes on the sparrow. He got you. He got you.
Come on. Come on. I think, Brother Reggie, sometimes the biggest issue that we have is not getting in God's way.
Yeah.
God will work that thing out. That's why faith comes in. Like I said, and like I've heard you say, talking about patience, Brother Reggie, sometimes patience plants the seed, because I'm going to say this too now. There is a difference between being gifted and being anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you take a person that's gifted and then take a person that's anointed, and God allows these gifted and anointed people to go through some trials and troubles, you've reached a whole nother level of ministry. Because it's one thing to sing the song, to know the words, and it's another thing to be anointed to do it. But when you do it under the anointing, based upon reflecting back on what you've been through and what God has brought you through, you are able to reach hearts that no one and no power is able to reach, because what comes from the soul, it speaks to the soul, Brother Reggie.
Reach to the heart. Amen. Yes, it does. Yes.
So what advice, what wisdom would you share with your brothers and sisters in gospel music? If there's one thing more than anything else that's in your spirit that you would like to share and say, hey, my brothers and sisters in gospel music ministry, this is what I believe Holy Spirit God is giving me to share with you all right now. Is there a special message that you would like to share with your brothers and sisters in gospel music ministry?
There is, you know. And when God calls you to do something, He calls you to do it, and he doesn't change His mind for you to do it. It's just that you've got to understand and get instructions on how to do what He called you to do. And in the book of Habakkuk 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain. Don't tarry. Wait for it, for it shall surely come to pass. That is the word of the Lord.
Come on.
In your life today.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you said some things. You said a few things, Brother Reggie. I did not know. I did not know that your wife passed. And I'm going to still send condolences, because when our loved ones leave us that we are deeply attached to, our world changes. It's never the same.
It does.
Because that special relationship and chemistry that we have with that person only exists in our spirits, in our hearts, and in our memories right now. So my condolences to you.
Correct.
I have lost my oldest daughter in 2021, and 35 years young, totally unexpected. Didn't see it coming.
Wow.
Just, you know, blew my mind, really. So every now and then we still get teary-eyed, because we want to hold hug that person. We want to see them walk through the door. We want to see their happy smile and face. But they're gone. But what I had to do, and I'm sharing this message for everybody that has gone through bereavement at the loss of a loved one, Brother Reggie, is I had to continuously tell myself that she is in a much better place. She is in much better condition. She is in the hands of the Almighty God, and I would be selfish to try to want her to be back here with me, knowing that she's in the presence of God. Now, I know that takes tremendous faith, because in our flesh, in our humanness, we want our loved ones to be here with us. But I'm sharing some perspective that helped me release my whatever it is that would not allow me to let my daughter go. And you know what? The Bible declares that the death of a loved one is a beautiful thing unto the Lord, because he gives us loved ones just for a season. They actually initially and originally belong to God in the first place. He's just saying, I'm going to share my loved ones with you so that you can love them. But guess what? I may want them back before it's your time. So, Brother Reggie, listen, man, you have blessed us. You have blessed us, so, man. I'm just going to ask you, is there any parting words of wisdom that you would like to share with whoever? It can be with men. I always like to have my men talk to the other men. Share a message with my brothers, man, so that we can stand up for Christ with like they said in the military, with boots on the ground.
That's right. You know, if I could share anything with men, it's what I said earlier, is that remember when Adam and Eve was in the garden, and the Bible says that Jesus said, Adam, where art thou? And the Bible says that he hid himself from the presence of God because he had done something that he knew he shouldn't have done. He was told what to do, not to eat or partake. But he allowed someone to influence him to do what God had told him to do. So to the men of God, if you made a mistake, repent. Get back on track so you can hear what God is saying, because women don't have direct, nobody, I don't mean it like this. You're married. Your wife doesn't always have direction. Direction needs to come from you. Give her the word of the Lord. Give her direction from God. She's looking for leadership. God called you to be a leader in your house, in your family. Get back to leadership. Just because you've messed up for 20 years now, last week, yesterday, today is the day of salvation. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, return to God and ask God to restore you. So you can hear, so that whatever he has called you to do, that you can finish the course. And that's what God wants for your life, because that is the peace of God. Blessed is the man that follows the counsel of godly. God wants you to finish your course that he's called you to. Right now you're somewhere in a storm that you don't need to be in, in a battle you don't need to be. But as you ask the Lord, God will bring all that. He will unravel all of that for you and give you peace and give you joy and give you hope for tomorrow. Amen. To all the brothers that are listening.
Amen. 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 And sisters, when we speak about man being the head, we know sometimes that you all may cringe a little bit when that's said. But what we are saying is that this is God's design. And by no means are you secondary in any way whatsoever.
Correct.
We know that in our black families and in churches that 70, 80, and maybe 90% of our families were held together by you because you were forced into positions of leadership. But what we are saying is a wise man of God would know when to allow his wife to take the lead. Because she has the gifting. She has the anointing in that area. And it's no slight on his manhood. It's all about cooperation. So that's what we want to instill, cooperation under God's divine plan. Man of God, listen, I am so happy and thrilled that you came by this Fire Gospel Experience to share your heart with us, man. You blessed us, man, because it's okay for men to be transparent. We get so full of our male ego, we think that if we share too much about who we are, what we've been through, that's going to reveal some weakness. When in truth, what that does is that reveals some strength, because you're not afraid to tell people what's really going on with you inside. And I pray that more men will learn this lesson of being transparent, of being able to speak what they feel, what they're going through, and their thoughts, and stop letting insecurities hold them back, because we'll never know who you are, man, until you open up and share with us who you are on the inside. Man of God, you blessed us, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm going to continue to pray that your ministry will just explode, will just go to new territories and go to new heights as you continue to honor God in your life, good brother. I pray, dear Father God, that this man of God will do great and mighty things like he's never done before. Good brother, why don't you share your information, how you can be contacted in case some pastor, some gospel promoter, or somebody out there that's in gospel music ministry wants to get in touch with you? How can you be reached? And then your social media contact so that my listeners can continue to support you and follow you on social media. And where this new music and all of Reggie Campbell's gospel music can be downloaded. Would you share that with us, please?
Awesome. Yes, I can. So you can reach me at, or find out more information about the music that's available or what I'm doing at reggiecampbell.com, freshfirerecords.com. You can also reach me on Facebook at Reggie Campbell Music. And the music that I have is available on all social media outlets. That's including Amazon, CD Baby, all the major iTunes. Anywhere you want to go and find it, it's available. You can Google me. I'm on Spotify, Pandora. I'm also on Twitter, ReggieCampbell7. And you can also find me on Instagram as well.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
And all of your music is available on all of the traditional downloads?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Amen. Well, listen, man of God, if I take too long to contact you for a return visit, I want you to help a brother out and say, Brother Ryan, I'm
okay.
feeling that fire burning inside me. I need to come back and just share with you your platform and your listeners, and let us just enjoy the spiritual fellowship together, because it really is all about kingdom building. You're in my prayers, my good brother. I pray you keep me in yours. Will you do that, please?
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you.
Amen. Man of God, gospel
Amen.
Artist extraordinaire, Reggie Campbell was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, he was. Amen. And not to disappoint you all, because he said it himself. He was talking about some of his past works in the conversation. And we're going to just continue with this Reggie Campbell mini concert right here, because he talked about it, and it is one of my favorite Reggie Campbell songs, because when you get this joy, I promise you, no devils in hell, no trials, no tribulations can take it away, because guess what? The world didn't give it to you, and the world show can't take this joy away. Come on, Brother Reggie Campbell, sing about this joy.
Oh. Is what I need. stand for, yeah. Holiness is what we for your promise to provide. Oh Lord, we wait on you.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, The River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Santoria Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with Apostle and Author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, theriver.music33@gmail.com, and you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Amen, amen. We're not holding nothing back. We are completely selling ourselves out for Jesus because, listen, when he came and when he preached and when he lived the life before us about sanctified holy living so that we can be reunited, reinstituted, and reconciled unto God, he was selling himself out. And then, of course, he demonstrated it fully because the Bible declares that no greater love has this than a man that is willing to lay down his life for a friend. And he did that. And when he died, Lord Jesus, and when he was buried, oh, and when he rose again, guess what he did, y'all? He got up with resurrection power and all power. The keys of life, death, and hell, as I always say in my intro, because he is God of God. He is God that visited us in human flesh in the person of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, because that's what it is. We want you to leave here feeling like you have experienced a brand new inspiration of Word Up. All of you gifted, talented, anointed people of God that have this oratory skill and verbiage that is spiritually inspired, I invite you to come and be a part of this platform of Word of Inspiration so that you can feed our spirits even more with that powerful word. The tongue has so much tremendous power. It's a little thing, the book of James said, but oh, what great fires it can set. And we're talking about fires of inspiration, not fires of devastation. I am happy to let you all know that if you are just so interested and have not yet been a live guest on my Word of Inspiration segment on Fire the Gospel Experience, why don't you take your cell phone recorder, put a little light background music like you're hearing right now on my broadcast, and share your 3 to 5 minute words of inspiration and email that MP3 or MP4 recording to me. I'll put it in my Word Up library and I will announce to the world that this is Brother So-and-so, Sister So-and-so, Bishop So-and-so, Deacon, Evangelist So-and-so, and your ministry will continue to expand until you can be my special guest live. This particular woman of God is a regular. She has filled up my library in so many different ways. I'm just happy to let you know that woman of God, Monique Washington, is here through the modern day of technology, recorded, talking about the infirmity that we all go through sometimes. Here's woman of God, Monique Washington, sharing what it's like for her and how God brought her over.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Minister Mo, a.k.a. Mo the Author, here with a tidbit for you today, coming from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want to key in on one particular verse, okay? Verse 5 says, I'm going to read verse 4 and 5 because it ties them together. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such, in one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. So, in Paul's infirmities, he decided to glorify God. He would praise God regardless of what he was enduring. So I implore you on today to glorify God during your infirmities, whatever pain, whatever obstacle you're going through, whatever sickness, disease you're facing right now. Bless God. Praise God. I will share with you all this. 2 days ago, I had a migraine that was not letting go, not happening, and I prayed. I said a small prayer over my mind, but it wouldn't go. I went and rested. I had eaten. I laid down, and I still woke up with it, and so I went to the gym to go, you know, work out because I'm doing a challenge called Jump with Mo, hashtag Jump with Mo, and even before I could begin, I actually went into prayer, and I began to pray and decree some things over my life, over my mind and my body regarding my health. And when I sat down, after I finished praying, and when I sat down to prepare to set up for my jumping session, the headache seemed to attack me further, get stronger. It was my head began to throb even more. It was pounding. And what I said was in my mouth, I said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I began to bless the Lord. And within moments. That migraine, that headache was gone. You see, I had to push my way through some things. I had to push. My body had been dealing with this migraine for several hours. And sometimes you pray to get some things released, but see, that infirmity, see, yet to remember, when I began to praise the Lord, the infirmity had left my body. You see, I realized even before I even got heavy into my workout, I began to do different exercises. And this is telling me I've been a fighter since I was born. Now, many people know my testimony of truly how what was spoken over my life and what happened. But I will tell you this. The doctor said I wasn't going to live to be 2 years old. He gave me up at two. He said, I'll make it to two, and that will be it for me. Well, I'm far past the age of 2 years old today, and I give God all the glory and the honor. You see, I praise him during my infirmities, during every sickness that I've experienced in my life. I praise God during my infirmities, and when that migraine came against my body, that form of witchcraft to attack my body, I bound this up in the name of Jesus, and I began to praise and bless God. And once I did that, the pain just it evaporated. It was no more. So I want to encourage you on today to pray to God for your healing, yes, but bless God during the infirmity. And as you begin to bless God, you begin to bless God from a pure and genuine place. You begin to see God do things like never before. I thank God for you, those who are listening. I pray that you are encouraged and you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and know that God's ear is not short. His hands are not short, and that he cannot hear, nor his ears are heavy, okay? God can hear everything. He can see everything and do anything for you.
Thank you, woman of God, Monique Washington, letting us know that there is no infirmity that God cannot sympathize with, and he certainly is God enough to heal, deliver, and make you whole, make you brand new, make you better than you've ever been before. People won't even believe you've been sick. You'll be so healthy. Thank you, woman of God. You tuned into Fire, the Gospel Experience. Here's new music from man of God, Rod Forte, Little Rock, Arkansas, very own, right down the road from where I'm broadcasting live, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, with new music. Thank y'all. Y'all keeping this fire hot, hot, hot. With gospel music as we give God his just due praise. We're not going to hold back. The world ain't holding back, so guess what? Neither are we, the believers of Christ, because he will provide a breakthrough. Yes, indeed. Rod Forte in the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Oh, I trust Yah. Just like the people he fed a long time ago, with two fish and five loaves of bread. Oh, I trust Yah.
Everything you need, he will be. May not come when you wanna play, but he's always on time. And I hear Hello, I'm gospel artist Richie Irby of Mile & Company, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspiration and the very best gospel music. I pray that our music ministry will uplift your spirit and give you a new strength. You can follow us on all social media outlets and download our music at iTunes, Amazon, Facebook, among many others. And for booking information, call 864-357-4906 or email shakasimusic@gmail.com. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom business.
Of man of God, Richie Irby on this Fire Gospel Experience. Lord, I praise you. I give you high praise, Lord God. I am going to acknowledge you. I don't care where I go. I don't care who I'm with. And guess what? I don't even care too much on who's around me because I love you just that much. I want the whole world to know that I am here to praise my God. And before that, you heard from Man of God with Rod Forte with brand new music on Breakthrough. And then, yes, indeed, we heard Woman of God, Kendra Jones, letting us know that it's all about being sold out for Jesus. Yes, yes, Jesus, we do love you. We are giving you word of inspirations from the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 4 through 6 on this fire gospel experience. And we want to just talk about old man and the old ways. Y'all remember those things, don't you? Reading from the NIV, it says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism in death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this, like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. Hallelujah. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. There's an old saying that you only live once. So the idea is to let it all hang out. Those things that may even venture into dangerous debauchery and deviousness. Just as long as we get a chance to try some of everything before we leave this earth and our lives are finished and done. That reminds me of the Bible verse that says, eat, drink, and be merry. Ecclesiastes 8:15. The only problem is that this mentality is the kind that surely has no room for God in this hedonistic lifestyle and mindset. This is what inspired, I believe, the Apostle Paul, as led by Holy Spirit God, to give us all some gravity in how we are to conduct our Christian lives with mental, emotional sobriety and balance. Verse 4 says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. There are some things that we should forever be dead to, as well as those things being dead to us. We must be about the business of mortifying our members on both ends of those ungodly relationship connections. After all, it is all about righteous, holy, and sanctified living in the sight of God in heaven and man on earth. This new distinction in our living habits is the proof of our transformed lives. How else will the world, and quite frankly, other believers also, that there has been and is a significant, sustaining difference in us, except they all see us as renewed people of faith, faith in God and made in his image and likeness. Amen. We're talking about old man, old ways from Romans 6, verses 4 through 6 on this fire gospel experience, giving you some good encouragement so that you can go out there and do your thing for Jesus. And so that the world can see that we ain't playing. We ain't got time to be trying to put up no fronts, y'all. It's all about giving God his just due praise, his just due honor and glory. And that's exactly what we gonna do. Because we mean it, we said it, and guess what, y'all? We ain't gonna take it back. We mean what we say. God is good, y'all. Fire, 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 the gospel experience. Here's Woman of God with new music. I said it again. Yeah, new music, because they love this fire gospel experience, and I love them back for Kingdom Collaborate with me. Woman of God, Robin McGee, talking about nobody. And y'all know who I'm talking about? I'm going to let her sing about it. Come on, Woman of God. Bless her. Bless her.
I've been on this road for some time now, and I've had my share of I'm I'm trying to feel my peace, but I'm leaning on the Lord, cause he will strengthen me. So will I give up? No, 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 will I give in? I'm holding on, my faith is strong. Will I give up? No, 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 will I give in? I'm holding on, my faith is strong. Wait a minute, let me testify. Path of righteousness. Now every day ain't a struggle, but I can't say it won't get hard sometimes. But nothing you can say I do will make me change my mind. No, no, nobody said that the road would be easy. No, 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 no. Hey, God, he's been wandering me on this serious journey, and I just don't believe to the Father that's far to leave me. Will I give up? No, 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 will I give in? No, I'm holding on. My faith is strong. Hey, I come too far.
Hello, I'm the author Latania Green, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my book, Visions of Our Heart, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. So make sure that you keep it tuned and call all your family and friends and tell them about fire. On this station, it's all about kingdom building. So I pray that everyone stays blessed and have a wonderful day.
That he loved you and turned for you, you know. Listen. Have you ever had a love like this? This love I can never resist. Just to know that I'm fulfilled by. Just to know that I can have peace. Don't let the devil hold you down. You can start over. Let Jesus turn your life around. You can start over. Don't let the devil hold you down. You can start over. Let Jesus turn your life around.
Hello, I am Lady Rochelle. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience with my brother Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry warriors talk would uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to Warriors Talk on urbanbroadcastmedia.com every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. Remember, it's all about kingdom building.
You best believe it, Lady Rochelle. Dotson Matheny, it's all about kingdom building. That's why I love collaborating with you, anointed people of God. You can tune in to her amazing broadcast, Warriors Talk, talking about you warriors that have overcome and been victorious over cancer in particular, but I know she has a variety of different guests that come on, and they talk about being triumphant, being victorious, like the Bible says, being more than conquerors. You heard me right. I said more than conquerors. That means they kicked behind and took names. Yes, indeed. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, where we are discussing old man and old ways from the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, and we're going through from verses 4 to verse 6 just for your consideration. Old man, old ways. We all have them. We all have that struggle. The Apostle Paul talked about it in the 7th chapter of Romans. And if he can talk about it and let us know that it's still going to be all right, then I want you to know it's really going to be all right. The Word of God tells us as we continue, we left off at verse 5. And the Word of God tells us, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. Reading from the NIV. This particular scripture verse also coincides with 2 Corinthians 15 and 31, which says, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here's the key part right here. I die daily. We need to always survey the landscape of our lives to ensure that we are ciphering ourselves away from those things that God has deemed as unholy, unrighteous, and evil. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12, again, the Apostle Paul stays on that same drumbeat. He says, abstain from all appearance of evil. And we should be like Sister Martha at the tomb of her 4-day-old dead brother Lazarus, who was resistant to our Lord about opening his gravesite tomb. John 11:39 records Jesus said, "Take away the stone."
Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." My question to you is, can anyone say about us and our old ways of living that displeased and still displeases God, that those lifestyles and habits are dead, buried, and would stink up to high heaven if we were dare to revisit and open those stinky things again back into our lives?
Proverbs 26 and 11 describes it this way: as a dog returning to his vomit, so a fool returning to his folly. Truly, 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 I say to you, this proverb would soon be a part of our potential epitaph and possibly our obituary without an immediate turnabout and retreat from it. So we need to take these words that I'm sharing with you into serious, serious consideration. Amen. Goes right there. We're still talking about old man and old ways, because it seems like those old habits seem like they sometimes are the hardest things to break as we continue to live for Jesus. But I want you to know that we will have the victory, because it is so true. Perseverance is the true test of our faith. Verse 6 says, "Finally, for we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." This verse of scripture is symbolic of our intimate, timely, and eternal relationship with our Lord Jesus. As he hung on that old rugged cross in our place and was buried alive with our sins and old ways with our old man representatively, we are to live truly as though we are two different people living in one lifetime. Yes, yes, we all know and remember well regarding our old haunts and habits, and some of which we truly believe were just our harmless and personal preferences of life. We didn't know, only to be aghast and appalled when we discovered that the Holy Bible has denounced insistently our old ways. Psalms 107 and 10 says we were deceitfully yoked and bound, and we're not even aware of our sad state of affairs. And it says in Psalm 107 and 10, "Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron." Yes, we were deceitfully yoked and bound, and we're not even aware of our sad state of affairs. This would be the impending doom of those who are left to their own devices, that choose to live in the darkness of self-centered lives, making no room for the God who created them. This is why we believe that Jesus the Christ, our soul, eternally grateful, because we have a soul-saving Redeemer who delivers, recuperates, and restores us all to who and what God intended for us to be before the very foundations of the world. And Luke says it better than anyone can, from the 4th chapter and 18th verse. Our Lord Jesus himself said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, covering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." And I believe that's every single one of us in that category right there. Amen and amen goes right there. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience, giving you some good sanctified edification for your spirit to consider as we continue to live this life for our Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the only chosen Lamb of God. Amen. Goes right there. Aren't you just happy about the fact that God is a Redeemer of our souls? aren't you just glad to know that our God will never, ever abandon us? He is such a wonderful God. Amen. Goes right there. Here's woman of God, Ashley Renee, letting us know that because we're anointed, the old man and the old ways are dead. And we're going to kick them to the curb when they try to raise up again because they're not being resurrected in our lives. They don't have no resurrection power. Only if you decide to go back to that vomit that the dog does or to the pig that runs back to the slop. And guess what? Once you've been cleaned by God, we ain't trying to live like that. Woman of God, ask your name. Sing about it, dear. Because, yes, indeed, we are anointed.
Thank you.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm fighting in the Spirit, not against what I can see. Spreading the good news and losing shackles too. Cause with him I know that.
Lord, I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you.
You're the reason I'm forgiven, all because of your blood. You were there for me even when I wasn't in touch. I don't know where I would be if you wasn't above. I'm so thankful and grateful and honored to know you. With you by my side, there's no doors that I can go through. Help me, Father, be better like I'm supposed to. The heel of your garment is what I remain close to. Your love is so true, it isn't watered down. I'd stand for you if I had to fight 40 rounds. You're the king and I pray you with a noisy sound. Time is winding down, I'm trying to get my life in order now. I love you so much because you love me first. That's why I'm not ashamed to lift my hands up in church. A Sprite isn't good enough, it won't quench my thirst. But I know your love will because it was meant to work.
Ooh, I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you. Your love is so true. I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you. Your love is so true. I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you. Can't nobody do me like you do. I guess it means I'm stuck with you. And I really look up to you. Anytime that I need help, you come rushing through. Lord, you're a blessing. Without you and the me, it's life would be so depressing. Ayy, so I count it all blessings. Thanks for looking down from the heavens. Every day I breathe, it's another chance to get it right. Your love remained pure even when I wasn't living right. Though I kept walking in darkness, you kept on giving life. Because you saw my purpose and wanted me to be big in life. I'm better, but I'm still not perfect. And sometimes I feel like I'm still not worth it. I know you love me and you still got mercy. Use me in your own way, I still got purpose. Ooh, I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you. Your love is so true. I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you. Ooh, I can't get enough of you. Lord, I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you. Friends came and left, but never did you leave my side. You were always present, creating a better me inside. I would continue to ride on this freedom ride. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be alive. But I'm alive and you're the reason why I'm living. You found me when I was lost and you gave me a better vision. Whenever you say move, just know I'm stepping quickly. You made me over, so my transmission never slipping. I'ma shift out. I'ma give you some praise. Even though I didn't deserve, you still gave me a raise. When I was special needing water, Lord, you gave me a taste. When my soul needed saving, you saved me with grace. Thank you. I wanna tell you that before I move along, you saw the best in me, even when I was doing wrong. People judged me, but that wasn't something you was on. All you did was love me, directing me towards a newer home. Ooh, I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you. Your love is so true. I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you. Ooh, I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you, Lord, I can't get enough of you.
I can't get enough of your love, dear God, because it just overwhelms me. And it is so, so infectious. Sounds of Man of God, Tyree Thomas, letting us know about love where we just can't get enough of it. I promise you. We are having such a wonderful time, but I hate to let y'all go, but I just wanted y'all to know that I love y'all. Ain't nothing y'all could do about it except love me back, and I'm going to keep praying for you. I hope and pray that you keep praying for me. I want to thank my special guest, gospel artist extraordinaire, Man of God, Reggie Campbell, for coming in with so much wisdom, encouragement, and testifying so much transparent too. I feel uplifted, and I pray you were too. I also want to thank Woman of God, Monique Washington, for coming in with her recorded message about her infirmity and how God is still healing in the land of the living. I want to leave you all with one final word. Amen. Goes right there. And it is in relationship to what we talked about from Old Man Always in Romans 6, verses 4 through 6. Spiritual transformation starts on the inside out and not the outside in. We are a work in progress. So go on and let God have his way. He's going to work a thing in you and make you brand new. But it takes our cooperation, our submission, our humility enough to admit that, yes, Lord God, I do need some work. Will you work on me, please? And watch your life change. Want to leave y'all with my special guest, man of God, Reggie Campbell, who blessed us so. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. I promise you, God has greater things for you. You just hold on, because it is definitely all about his love for us and how much he is willing to provide. Amen. Goes right there. Y'all be blessed in Jesus.
Hello, this is recording artist Reggie Campbell, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, biblically inspired, the best gospel and music available on the planet. I pray that my song, I've Got Joy, will uplift your spirits and give you new strength for this day. Stay tuned and be blessed. Invite your friends and tell your family about the fire station is on right now.
It was your love that lifted me. 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 When I couldn't take it. When I could make it, oh, when I could take it, yes, when I can make it, oh, what love, yes, what peace, yes, what joy. He gives, oh, yeah. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, oh, yeah. Master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the water. He lifted me. Oh,
yes, you are. Oh, 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 oh. What love has set me free?
You can try to get it on.